always free, always easy. And that doesn't really sound like a compliment, but Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So, weird food combinations. What are yours that other people go, what are you doing? Why are you eating that together? What's wrong with you?
Some of you are just fascinating.
You will swear by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I was just telling Kurt off here that I think I'm going to have to do this bacon-wrapped Oreo for him because about seven of you have sent him this message. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to do it because I think he's being lazy about the recipe. But I think you need to try it because it seems like a weird combo, but I bet it doesn't taste terrible.
Well, if you make me bacon-wrapped Oreos, I will be happy to try them.
Is it difficult? It doesn't sound difficult, but
no,
is it?
No, the only thing I would need to know is what to cook it at because you got to get the temp right and the length of time. And the key to wrapping anything is in bacon is you can't put too much bacon. Cut the bacon in half. And that people want to, and then there's bacon that's raw on the inside. You can't.
Right.
You got to.
I don't want that.
You got a smaller piece of bacon still does the trick.
But okay.
Okay.
All right. So that's a weird combo that I think you should try because seven people have sent you the recipe.
Okay.
All right. 280.
Pressure me to buy some Oreos and bacon.
I was like, really, this isn't that hard to try, right?
Fine.
Yeah, okay. 280-102 of your favorite things.
Yes.
280-1025, Diane in Des Moines now. All right, Diane, what is it?
Okay, so Midwestern girl, 17 years old, flopped down into Georgia.
Okay.
And I was working at, I think, the Golden Corral or something like that, and once I got past people asking for black eyed peas and sweet tea, then they started asking for slaw dogs. And I'm like, slaw dog? What the heck is that? And it was very common that they would do a hot dog and then they would put coleslaw on it.
Yeah.
I love coleslaw.
I don't.
I think I could do this. I think I could do a slaw dog.
And I did. And it was good. And I was like, okay. So I went to a friend's house who had me over for Thanksgiving, and they had these little cute lettuce leaves with the pineapple ring, and there's that dollop of mayo again with the cherry in it. And they said, what is this? And they're like, oh, that's Southern salad. Try it. You'll like it. I do like mayo, and so I tried it, and I'm telling you, it is fire. It's good stuff, so you should try it if you like mayo.
No. Wow. No, I don't get, like, the woman called before putting the dollop of mayo on a pear.
Yeah.
I don't know about mayo on my fruit. Now, that being said, I'm guessing that fruit salad has mayo in with the fluff, probably, doesn't it? Fruit salad, you know what I'm talking about? Is
Does
there mayo in fruit salad with the fluff, or is it all fluff?
I think it's all fluff. I don't think there's mayo in
fruit
salad. No.
All right, anyway. All right, listen, you had me at the slaw dog. I just don't know.
It's
pineapple mayo cherry on top
thing. No, thanks.
Mainly because if I saw it, I'd probably think it was like vanilla pudding or something, and I'd be horribly disappointed.
Right. Yeah, well, now Diane says it's on fire.
All right.
I'm telling you, I didn't want to be rude, and I was like, this is the weirdest thing, but I'll tell you, I had two.
That's awesome. Thank you, Diane. Have a great day. Take care. All right, Elaine in Madrid. All right, Elaine, what is it?
My daughter likes to eat Nutella with pepperoni.
I like both.
Yeah,
combining them. Interesting.
Okay. Of all the things I've heard today, it's one I wouldn't be quite as offended to try.
Right.
I've actually tried it. It's not bad.
Yeah. Okay.
How does she do it? Does she take like two pieces of pepperoni with Nutella in the middle, or does she like dip a big,
big
tube in there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
So she eats it almost like chip and dip.
Yeah, kind
of. Okay. Huh. I'm putting it on the list. I'm writing it down.
I always just wonder how you get there. I mean, is it a snowstorm and you don't want to go to the store and you just need something?
Right.
I just always wonder how these start.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Elaine.
I have no idea.
Yeah, all right, you have a great day. Take care.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thanks.
Okay, Randy and Adele now. All right, what is it, Randy?
It is the triple P sandwich.
The triple.
So you take.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So you take a couple layers of bread, put a really healthy amount of peanut butter on it, And then you take those sweet gherkin pickles, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you slice them and then dip them in the juice so you get a lot of juice and kind of let the juice drip on the peanut butter. Lay them down. And then you take pretzels, put pretzels on top, and then you smash it all together. It's the most amazing sandwich ever.
I like.
Okay.
Peanut butter, pickles, and pretzels.
You know what's
the triple this P one down sandwich. Too.
The triple
what's,
P.
What's funny is I could only do the PP. Either the pickles and the pretzels, or the peanut butter and the pretzels, but not the triple P. I could do PP.
Oh, you got to try it.
Come on, Kyle. One more P.
Have you convinced anyone else to eat this?
My family think I'm crazy.
No. Yeah? Nobody?
Yeah, it's tough. Maybe a couple people.
Okay.
But. All right. I've written down your ingredients. And I'm going to try this one, Randy. I think it sounds good.
All right. All right, Randy. Have a good day. Take care. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
If you can tell Colleen is not wearing deodorant, you're not social distancing.
Ew!
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.